Angeles Wee Bay Sox baseball. Coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listen to Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listen to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bix Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems Show.
It's the DCA's pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for game five in this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Coach Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. The Bay Sox, they had their streak. Well, pretty much running all last night. Altoona plated five in the first inning and was able to use that to carry them the rest of the way. While the Bay Sox did make inroads, chipping away at it, they weren't able to get that had really just run them through winning streak to open this series. It drew four walks in the first, but could not get a base hit. Scored twice in that frame, and then score again until the fifth when Joey Ortiz up an RBI single. Connor Norbert home run of the series, a solo blast seventh inning, but that would be it for the base. Stranded seven on base and lost six. The fact that they made it a competitive game and made it where it looked like the ninth inning could have been a possibility, it's not only a testament to what offense was at least able to do under its pressure. It's always tough to be trailing before you even see a pitch. But not only the offense, bullpen most specifically. The Bay Sox bullpen tossed 8-1 things of one-run ball. The only run that the pen allowed was a solo home run given Zima to the first batter he faced in the second. And after that, pitching had only allowed two base and two walks while totaling up. What was down here, Adam? Let's see if I can figure out how to. It was 10 strikeouts in that 8 1/3 innings for the Bowie Bull. So if they can just make a couple of additions and get a good start from Garrett today, then they'll be in good standing. They'll put the win and the series win at the same time.
Yes, and obviously it would be that big inning, right? Last night when you look at it, you might have always told me, he said, Adam, look at the box scores. The team will score more runs in one inning than the other team scores in the game, which you wouldn't think would be in the game of baseball. That happened last night. Altoona scoring five first. And when you look back at that, Bowie really had a few chances to minimize the damage, maybe give up two runs, and if you do so, I do think it's a completely different game. Garrett's on the mound has had most uneven seasons of a pitcher we have seen in Bowie in time. Obviously, his numbers are one of the goal, right? 3-8 with a high ERA, 7.70. But I think it tells the entire. Stallings has pitched well for long space time during the year, but he has hurt by the big inning. And quite often early in, most notably in the month of, he had one in Altoona. So looking tonight is, can the base stay away from that big inning from Altoona?
We can discuss a little bit more in a second, but we've got to get you set up for today's game. Altoona comes in 85, a 47-47 one-game winning streak, 5-5 last 10, and 23-26 on the road. Bowie comes in for game number 94, 43-50 this season, losing streak, 7-3 over 10, 26-22 at home. Second half, Bowie is 16-8, is 14-11. The Curve are in third place, 2.5 games behind Bowie as the Bay Sox first overall, but they are in a tie with the Erie Seawolves, who are on a game winning streak, also 6th in the second half. So Bowie needs to win today to make sure that they stay in first place. Hopefully they get a little bit of good luck from the Rhin Phils as they face off again. Starting pitching matchup, of course, featured Stallings. He'll face off against right-hander Quinn Priester. Priester has been with prospects in the organization. 2019 first rounds. Did miss the start of the season due to an injury suffered at the tail end of spring training. Following two brief rehab outings, he made his double-A debut with the curve in mid-June, and he's looked right at home since. He's not really had any sort of issue, aside from just early bits of efficiency. Couldn't reach the fifth inning in his first three starts. Since then, he's reached the fifth inning in his three starts, tossed 16 and a third innings, and has not allowed an earned in those three. 17 strikeouts and just three walks in that span. Got a good fastball that can sit in the upper half of the mid-90s, and paired with a good curveball. He also sings in a sinker, a changeup, and a slider within the past couple of years. That moves hard in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Add a rundown on Garrett Stallings. There's not much to be said about the season it's been for Stallings. Of course, he comes in following what was the 40 runs and 53 hits in just 17 innings across six games from May 27th to June 28th. So basically 1 month in which Bowie was the losing three game that he started during that, including one against Altoona. After he had given up an early solo home run to a bat on July 2nd, Stallings had completely put a new leaf. He rattled off six consecutive scoreless innings, the longest by a Bay Sox player this season. He gave up just seven hits, did not water, and struck out 24 in that 16-inning span. Cracks did start to show a little bit this week in Richmond. He was the losing pitcher in Bowie's down loss, in which they led 6-0 against the Squirrels, but lost 7-6. Stallings allowed four runs, only two earned, with two home runs. The two unearned runs were on a game-tying two-run blast by Jacob Hayward after a two-out extended the inning. So you can't Stallings fully on that one, but still on the conscience. And as long as out with that level-headedness that he's at least been approaching every single of his this season with, then he'd be fine. He's a very stoic guy. He knows what the assignment is and how to attack it. So as long as he can come out and do that, hopefully this will be a good rebound, because Altoona was the team that really kind of started the decline for Stallings in that month of June. He had allowed and seven earned in just one-thirds innings against Altoona in his first start of June. That was on the at PNG Field. We've got plenty to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show. When we return, had a conversation with Sheldon Perkins the other day. A very good chat. Bowie reliever. Talk a little bit about his slouch. Some of that in just a second. So we're back after this. You're listening to Baseball.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Payhurst. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescripts are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine assist and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. Team fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We'll get your red capes ready and your irons, because it's Superhero Day at Prince George's on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your costumed hero, and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Christian Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. The Bay Sox will wear custom heroes jerking off post-game to benefit the children's station. Sunday, July 31st, SoakyBaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Rad Orthodontics accepts most, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. The country's leading orthodontist right in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans' confidence. So get that amazing smile here. Visit radsmile.com today for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We're back into the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show, getting set for a game in this six-game series between Bowie and Altoona. Sitting down with Sheldon Perkins for the first time this season. Lead reliever for Bowie came in, out the game with the ninth inning. Just walk us through the frame itself. It took a bit, but you were still able to close it out fine. It was really moving well.
Yeah, that was a little struggle. Man wanted to get three quick outs. That wasn't a plan last night. And the best thing I could do was the damage. And that's what I tried to limit in the free that has kind of bit me in a little bit this year. So I'm just trying to work on that. And that's a great time, different pitches, and get better when it's a close game. And I'm my number.
What specific pitches you may have been able to work on a little bit scenario?
Even the risk might have not been there, but I think I threw some good chances. Slider wasn't where I'd be yesterday. I wanted to flip it in for it and throw one that got away with two strikes. Yeah. So I think the changeup was a real yesterday.
So one of the questions that I will like to ask pitchers is comparing what other pitchers throw and asking, the quote is,
who throws the pitch? Your slider is usually the main answer. Where what would you say led to that? Is it just kind of a bit of the talent, the natural talent, some way you get the spin on it? What has led to it, you think?
I actually think it's a blessing. I think I really can spin the ball very well, and I'm sure some guys are pronators. I'm not really that. I can get the ball, and I'm trying to throw it straight.
Yeah.
Even fastballs, but they kind of cut on me a bit.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I've tried to, you know, try to set it and backspin the ball. So I think it naturally, I'm just gifted enough to make the ball go left.
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes that can be a blessed curse because when I want to throw a fastball, some guys, you know, can do really well. I cannot. So that's something I'm working on. Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
So in that same, you have a very tough hook on your golf swing.
See, my golf swing is actually the opposite because I'm actually slicing the ball really right now, and that's another thing for the guys are working on. It's brutal to see me on the course right now.
Well, you got that that training center at the apartment though, so I imagine a few hours are spent. What goes into trying to maybe make some of those small tweaks? And it's obviously the way the technology has evolved these days. It's to a microscopic level at to kind of make some of the adjustments. So where do some of the changes necessarily lie? Is it an arm slot thing, a grip thing, or a release point thing, or just a
mixture? I would say it's a mixture. We do a great job of having technology available to us, kind of shows us, hey, you know, this and this was the result. It's kind of tough being a reliever during season to kind of work on those kind of things because, you know, your number could be cut at any point in time.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, kind of been the thing, just a get good quality in every day. And we're doing that. You know, Josh Cox is awesome with helping me. He's very under. He tells me when I need to do something, but he, you know, is there to help and nurture. I thought we've done a job as a team doing that lately.
Again, we're here with Sheldon Perkins in the DC Ink Systems pregame show. Obviously, as a short reliever on a team like this, you do come in at maybe different times than necessarily anticipated for other. So what is that like now that it seems you're settling in role as the pseudo club for a lot of games, even though obviously last night wasn't a save situation, but you have been kind of the guy to finish most games for Bowie this season. What's that been like?
Oh, it means so much to me, knowing, you know, that nothing's given. You know, this team, we all came in here expecting to, you know, play well and pitch well, and I didn't get off to a great start with my first outing, but it just means so much to that they trust me and they trust these other guys in big spots. And they, you know, if any spot that they put us, we need to be able to perform just like it was a one running. You know, these numbers, just because we're up 8 in the 9th inning, they still go on our stat sheet. So to me, it's just focusing in anytime my number's called and hoping to do well.
I still gotten the chance to talk for game programs at any point this season. Just to kind of give a grand overview, if you can, what's something that you're proud of in your development this season?
Man, there's such, because, I mean, you ask his freshman year of college, you tell him that he's in Double-A baseball, he'd probably tell you you're crazy. So I'm just proud to be on this team and be with these guys. You know, we got a lot of work left to do. We had a struggle in the first half. But I really think we're starting at the right time. And this second half, I think big things are ahead. So I'm be with this group of guys, this team, and, you know, I'm excited about the future.
Those same couple of questions that I did mention earlier, who would you say has the nasty staff?
Oh, man, there's so many. Of being a closer, I don't throw the – but I love guys who can finish with a fastball. Yeah, just rip a fastball. You know, to close out a game, you know, see a slider.
Yeah.
But I feel like the impact when a fast is thrown by a guy at the end of the game. And I really think Koch, I think his fastball has really just added life all year. And Jensen Elliott's sinker, gosh, who has the nastiest pitch? Tyler Birch is nasty.
Yeah.
I'll say Brennan Hanafy's sinker is nastiest thing that I've seen this year.
I will say, because he's only a couple of starts, but I was able, and I'm not a guy to be able to track the pitches, but I pick it up pretty quickly, some of the good movement that has, so I can definitely agree. And then last question, I always like to wrap it up very, you know, cleanly and on these first chats. trip, 2 week road trip coming up. You head to the hotel after a day at the field. Maybe close, maybe you don't. But what do you put on the TV or on your laptop to close the night? Maybe just your favorite binge show.
Oh man, so any to the hotel, I'm jumping on MLB The Show.
There you go.
And I'm playing Diamond Dynasty.
Okay.
And I'm playing Vincent Elliott and Ryan Watson.
There you go.
I also have the TV Netflix.
Okay.
And watching Ozark. Or Stranger Things. I watched Stranger Things like 7 times. So
a multi-screen attack here from Perk, all right?
Exactly. That's my go-to.
Perk, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
That's Sheldon Perkins here at DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
PestNow is proud to partner with Sox and provide their pest control service for all your residential and commercial pests. Call PestNow for general pest control, termite control, mosquito, all other pest control services. PestNow. You can reach us at 3231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey kids, the Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com, your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning expanding on a career in the pipe fitting or HVAC service industry? Interested in a career path that will sit without experiencing any college? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamway Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
And we welcome you to Prince George's Stadium. We're getting ready for Bay Sox. They're taking the field in their home white tonight, taking on the curve. Now the Bay Sox, Erie, each 16-8. Erie was a winner last night, therefore tying the base for first place in the East League's Southwest Division. About one-third of the way through the second half of a ball, about 45 or so gain. And we'll see what Bowie can do to try to stay in front. We take a break. And we're back with starting lineup and tonight's first pitch right after.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected set from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, Disney suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotech will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-361 or visit us at zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time, Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of Baltimore Orioles. Come 2022, Bowie Bay Sox is brought to you by Peak Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. At now from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium, 5 of this 6-game series, the Altoona Curve, and your Bowie Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sibbett from the ballpark in Bowie, and as Garrett Sings warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Jared Gillo, followed by Andres Alvarez at third, second. Blake Sable is the designated hitter. He bats third. Aaron Shackle, first base, bats fourth. Fabricius is in left field. He's batting fifth. Matt Frazier in center field bats sixth. Diogo Piquero is at second base batting seventh. Connor Scott in right field bats eighth. And Grant Cook is the catcher batting ninth.
The Curve affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, managed by Kieran Mattson, hosted by Drew Bennis, John Nunnally, Blake Jonathan Prieto, Victor Silva, and Trainer. Altoona is 7-47 on the season, game winning streak. They are 5 over their last 10, and 4-11 in the second half. The lineup for Altoona features Triola as Sable, Shackleford, Macias, Frazier, Arrow, Scott, and Cook to face off against Garrett Stallings of the Mound. Prince George's Stadium will be 309 feet down the line with left and right field, 405 straightaway center. A bit of Shack pushing into the batting circle, right home plate, but not much more left to be said. And a small bit of wind out to straightaway center, nothing that should really affect ball play. As Garrett digs into the batter's box, a 272 average and a 736 OPS and 88 games played. 13 doubles, 5 homers, 30 runs batted in. As Stallings sets on the rough base side, Triolo is in. Steps back, kicks high, fires the pitch home. It's a fastball, misses high, and it's 1-0 to start. We're underway, 6:37 p.m. on an 87-degree day here at Prince George's Stadium. Well, partly cloudy, almost a little more. The next pitch is called a strike on the out of the zone. Breaking ball runs the count, even a strike on Triolo. Tuna picking up the win in yesterday's game. An early attack in the first inning. The 1-1 sprayed foul the other way, and the stool ball and two strikes on Triolo. It's been a very good series for Triolo. He had two hits yesterday. He's responsible for two of the Altoona runs in the first inning. He had the only other run outside of the first inning. It was a 5-run first for Altoona. Triolo had a run in the second. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. Foul. Right side. This one will curl out of play. First baseman Andrew Dashbach gave a couple of steps, but wasn't much that he had to go for as it got further and further out. Count stays on two strikes. Another home from Stallings. Slider just misses wide, and the count runs even at 2-2 on Triolo. Again, a very nice one at Prince George's Stadium. Weather-wise, the one we've had this series. The mighty high heat and the humidity. The first two was very tough, and the threat of rain, the last even worse. The 2-2 grounded to short. Pick bounces by Joey Ortiz. A sidearm us gets to first base in time. 6-3 putout starts the evening. We'll tell you about the buoy defense. From the outfield, you've got Connor Norby, Hudson Hicken, and Shane Fontana. Cesar Pinto is at third base. Joey Ortiz is at short. Greg Cullen is at second. Ashbach is at first. Maverick Handley is behind the plate for Garrett Stallhound. As Alvarez digs into the box, a 230 average and an 856 OPS in 4 games played. 11 double doubles. First pitch. He watches a fault for strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's none. 15 home runs for including one this series. He's driven in 30 runs this year. They've got a mild on for the right-hander as Stallings steps back and fires the 0-1 pitch. Inside a fastball, a ball and a strike now. Garrett Stallings, a 200-pound, 24-year-old hander from Chesapeake, Virginia, headed over to Baltimore from Los Angeles in the Angels trade with Jose Iglesias. The 1-1 pitch. Line drive right to short. Ortiz is there, and there's two gone. That was a rip at 106 miles an hour. But Brad Ortiz. Umpiring crew for today's game at third base, you've got Kevin Manzik. Treziak is at first base, and Costa is the crew chief. He's calling the bikes behind home plate. On to the left-hander, Blake, who's hitting 258 this season. 794 OPS in 75 games, the first pitch. Called a fastball at the knees, it's nothing to want. 14 doubles, 3 triples, homers, 47 runs batted in. Shift on lefty. As it's home from Stallings. And it misses low. Another fastball runs the count even in a ball. Garrett Stallings is through this season for Bowie, a 7.0 ERA in 17 games and starts. He returns to the rotation after being all July in the bullpen. The 1-1 sprayed left side. That much down toward the corner base hit. It's picked up and will be sent to second as the ball is not caught by Greg Cullen. Sable in with a double. 15th double of the season on what could have, timing-wise, an outfield Connor Norby. The throw beat there, but it bouncing in just a bit and calling it. So in scoring position now for Aaron Shack. Stallings has 69 innings under his season. He struck out 82 batters, 16, but he's allowed a team and league-leading 22. Opponents hitting him at 295. First pitch to Shackleford. Call strike. Curveball hits the heart of the 6-0-1. 48 average for Shackleford this year, and 32 OPS in 72 games. 17 doubles, a triple, 18 home runs, 50 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses down, and the guns even at a ball and a strike. Runner at second, two away here in the first inning. Again, Altoona plated runs in the first inning yesterday. They had already brought two runs across before an out was out of the stretch. Stalling sets at the waist. Fires the 1-1, swing and a miss. Curveball down, and the count goes to a ball and two. Shackelford. Garrett coming off of a losing effort against Richmond. First series back from the All-Star break for Bowie on Sunday. Bowie a 6-0 lead in that game, and Stalls came in, allowed four runs, only two of them. As he fires the 1-2. This is down and inside. Fastball runs the balls and two strikes. Stallings struck out three batters and walked just, but only tossed three innings. 52 pitches in loss to the Sox. 2 pitch. Down and away for B. First full count that Stallings has worked to. Counts this season, opponents are hitting him. 267 clip. He struck out 13, walked only 8. Shift still on Andrew Shackelford. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him ahead on a curveball outside. Stallings logs his first strikeout in a scoreless first inning. Bottom of the frame coming here in Bowie. Altoona nothing. Sox coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox.
When your commercial plumbing project or job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a worker who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit localfiveplumbers.org. That's localfiveplumbers.org.
Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual meetings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at health.org.
Well, Garrett Stallings, the Altoona curve scoreless in the top of the first, though in the bottom of the first, the Bowie Bay Sox jam back. Matt Sabatis with you from Georgia Stadium, and as Quinn Priester walked the curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that face looks like this. Leading off the field, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Shane Fontana in right field, batting second. Ortiz, the shortstop, bats third. Cesar at third base, bats fourth. Hudson Hatfield bats fifth. Toby Welk, the deep sixth. Maverick Handley catches at seventh. Greg Cullen at second base, eighth. Drew Dashbach is at first base. He's batting ninth. Bay Sox of the double-A lead of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Carr, assisted by Brennan Becker, Josh, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Kelly. Alvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Linfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie's 43-50 season, a one-game losing streak, 7 for their last 10, and 16-8.5. And again, their lineup, Connor Norby, Shane Fontana, Joey Ort, Cesar Prieto, Hudson Haskin, Toby Welk, Maverick Handley, Cullen, and Andrew Dashbach, all to face off against right-handed pitcher Quinster on the mound for Altoona. As Norby digs in, 47 average and an 844 OPS in 23 games this season for the Rander. Five doubles, a triple, home runs, 11 runs batted in. Priester steps forward at first pitch. It's swung on and fouled off. Comes to rest inside Norby's batter's box, and the count opens up at nothing. Norby's been having a very good series. A home run yesterday for his third of... As he had to make a late push offensively, the 0-1 grounded foul, third base side, count 3-0 and 2 on that fastball down 8. Norby did only go 1-5, but again, he was a part of the late push for Bowie. 5-0 in the middle of... They still only lost by 2. The 0-2, Norby sprays it the other way, foul, counts it 0-2 and 2. Bowie drew 4 walks against Kyle Nicholas in the first inning as he had locating his fastball. Could not throw it for strikes. 0-2, no up, shallow right. Disguise it against the sun. He has to shade his eyes now twice as he backs up. He does fire and makes the catch up against his runner near the warning track. Gone. Let's tell you about the Altoonids. From left to right of the outfield, Fabricio Macias, Matt Frazier, and Cott. Andres Alvarez is at base. Jared Triolo is at short. Leo Ripagaro is at second base. Eckelford is at first. And Grant Cook catches behind the plate for Quinn Priester on the mound. Left-hander Dane Fontana into the box. First pitch home. Fontana flinches on a called strike. Fastball at 96. Outside edge, it's nothing and one. 286 average for Fontana this season. 21 OPS. In 41 games played, 6 doubles, no triples, 7 home runs, 21 runs batted in. Next pitch, a changeup misses side, and it's a ball and a strike now. Quinn Priester, 6'3", 210-pound, 21-year-old right-hander from Cary, Illinois. First-round draft selection in 2019. Pirates from Cary Grove High School. He holds set, a gut. And fires the 1-1. It's swung on and low, and it's a ball and two strikes now. Fontana. Priester is 1-1 this season with a 1.65 ERA in six games, all starts, 27 1/3 innings, pick out seven walks. Next pitch curves away, and it's 2-2. Fontana. Priester has not allowed a home run yet in Double A. Opponents are hitting him at a 219 clip. Shift on for Fontana. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out towards shallow right center. Scott by the center fielder, Frazier. Frazier makes the catch. Both still having to shade their eyes a little bit from the sun. There's already two gone. The Bucks are in their home white uniforms, white pants, and the black striped base sock front side. White cap, Altoona in their road Mereds. Cursive Altoona in the front, gray pants, black cap. As DRT steps in. Right-hander hitting 253 this season, a 7 OPS. First pitch, misses up and in. The count starts out at 1-0. 80 games played for Ortiz this year. 18 doubles, 4 triples, 8 homer, 43 runs batted in. As the 1-0 comes home, Ortiz watches a called strike on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball down and away. It's 1-1. Priester is coming off of a strong outing against Harris. Lost 6 innings without allowing 1-1 pitch. Ortiz grounds it left side, backhanded, deep in the hole by Jared Triolo, sent to third, a low throw gets there. Didn't eat up any dirt, Aaron at the ankle, a 3-up down inning, polished off by a 3 put out. We're scoreless after 1, we're back after this, you're listening to Sox Baseball.
The Sox are calling all deadheads to make their way to Prince George's Stadium on Friday, August 6th for Grateful Dead Night. Special themes and music all night throughout the game, it'll culminate in a Grateful Dead fireworks show to cap the evening. And to purchase a special pack, it will receive a limited edition Baseball Dead t-shirt collaboration and a ticket to the game. So be sure to get there Friday, August 26th. It's Dead Night at the ballpark. Find out more at base.com.
If you own or operate a building, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C., there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various customers we serve. For more information on services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they and their teams stand out from the rest. Spe also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes origins, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your back to work, contain costs, and premiums down. That's teamwork. More, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWs.com.
Moving on to the second at Prince George's Stadium. A scoreless ball game. 18-pitch first for Garrett Stallings. He worked around a two-out double to keep it scoreless. 5-6 in the Altoona lineup set to bat. Fabricio will open it up. Right-hander on right-hander. Mild shift put on. First pitch in there for a called strike. Last ball nicks the inner edge. It's nothing in one. 304 average for Macias this season. 68 OPS in 18 games. 7 doubles, no triples. 1 runs batted in. 0-1 from Stallings, misses up and away, and the count evens at a strike. Again, Stallings only tossed 3 innings in his previous appearance for Boo. That was his shortest in his relief roles. That comes in, and it's grounded left side. Off play, but picked by Prieto. He throws, oh, it's a couple of bounces, and it's in top! Great dig by Andrew Dashbaugh. 5-3 put out. You can tell Prieto, I don't know if his foot got caught somewhere. It looked like tripped up a little bit. He fleeced it definitely much too late. And Andrew Dashbaugh was there for the lost juice on that throw.
Yeah, lost juice, I think, is the way to put it. He just couldn't get any momentum to get much on the throw. Skidded it like a stone to first base.
So now Frazier. Enter. Sees the defense straight up. Call the strike. Curveball on the outside. Early breaking offerings from Garrett are playing well. 5 first pitch strikes. Frazier hitting 230 this season. 668 OPS in 82 games. Fletch. bounces it, evens it a ball and a strike. Center field was initially playing on the opposite side, but now Hudson Haskin has moved to left pole side. He went sprinting for that last pitch. 1-1 Frazier, who's hitting 230, a 68 in 82 games. He grounds this right and past the dive of Greg Cullen. Build a base hit. Frazier has hit second of games now for Altoona, and a one-out single gives them a base runner. Whitley over Peguero. 68 average for Peguero, a 721 OPS in 83 games played. 19 doubles, 4 triples, 729 runs batted in. As Stahl has a pretty decent squad while leans in, we're coming in set at pitch. Peguero squares in the air, but it'll go foul. It falls down just a little to the right of the foul line before continuing its roll to the left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Peguero is put it together for Altoona. After the Bay Sox held him to only hits in the previous six-game series, he's got hits in three consecutive games now, including his first home run against Bowie. It took him long enough. Stallings waits and so what? This is down, and the count runs even at strike. So these next two feature, you could play, you could call it some folks catching their breath, but it will be a change compared to what the season has been in terms of rules. The 1-1. Curveball misses down and in. The count's the 2 balls and a strike. There's been a malfunction at Prince George's. We can't necessarily identify what it is yet. The proper parties to try and fix it will be, but just not before Monday. The pitch clock is broken, so it is not going to be in use for the remainder of this series. The 2-1 pitch. Check swing, misses down. And the count goes to three and a strike on Leover Peguero. Yeah, pitch clock had turned off a little bit yesterday, and I think both confused on what the actual ruling might have been. So it wasn't that slow. The 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Ball down and inside as Peguero took his swing on it. Might have gotten back in time, but it was still in the zone. Umpire rung him up. Count with runner at first and one away. But now today, since we're assured pitch clock will not be fixed till at least Bowie's next home, pitchers aren't going to be held to any sort of timing mechanism. As we get a pickoff throw over to first, it's Matt Frazier slide. We'll wait on this full count. Darryl Frazier is perfect in stolen base attempts this 14 for 14. But his leads haven't been that big. Oh. Sprayed foul the other way. Peguero sticks around. That was the 30th pitch for Garrett so far, with runner at first and one here in the top of the second inning. Ball would be nice. Peguero has hit 6 of them this season, and he is more ball batter. 3-2. Half swing, and he got a piece. It bounced foul right side. That probably would have gone for ball 4, and Peguero, that he did make that contact, because he realized he could have gotten the free bet. So now Stallings has another chance to try and pick up the punch out. Again, not too much wind to talk about this afternoon. Very nice, decent day at the yard. Pickoff throw. They got him on the secondary lead. Safe. Oh, that was a very short secondary lead. Frazier had stumbled and kind of had to swim his leading arm a bit. Andrew Dashbach, he still just missed. Not sure if Dashbach got the tag down there in the best of ways. Timing did look like Frazier was dead. There he goes. 3-2 pitch. His swung on him. Throw to second is too high. Frazier in safely for his 15th of the season, and no, the batter interfered. So Peguero Frazier is out, and the inning is over. Hey, Maverick Hanley's going to take that. We're on to the bottom of the second. Still scoring, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. To Military Appreciation Night, seat at the ticket office with a proof of sale, only pay half price. Bring along your friend on Wolf Wednesday, and it's the Beppy Hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud drafts with other beer specials throughout, and live music to get your night. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at bay.com.
sky shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks show, Bay Sox games all season long. View the best bang for your buck. Sky displays include traditional show, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more calling us at 570-323-61 or visit online zypyrotechnic.com.
Holly Green Incorporated is your lawn care, providing professional organic-based lawn program for residential and commercial lawn. Our lawn care program are quality results. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Those ants, ticks, and more, safely control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Or two, onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a scoreless ball game. Stallings worked around a single second, thanks in part to an obstruction on a caught stealing. As we move to the bottom of the frame, Cesar Prieto to lead off for Bowie 6 against Quinn Priester. Conversation in that mid-inning breakout on what the official ruling is on that one. The game day play-by-play doesn't seem to know the answer either. Prieto steps in, squares a bunt, and pokes front of the mound. Barehanded by the catcher. It's late to first. A bunt single for Prieto and a beauty. It was a tough pitch to lay one down. 95-mile-an-hour fastball down and inside. And the Bay Sox ex-runner.
And, you know, Bowie doesn't have a cleanup hitter in this lineup. It has not mattered as far as their ability to run. How about your cleanup guy laying down in his first at-bat? You almost never see that.
So now on to Haskin. Right-hander with runner at first and no one out. First pitch, Hudson, a soft bloop out toward right center, running in as the center fielder, Frazier. He gets there and hung up a little bit long enough for Frazier to make the catch. And two pitches, and there's only two batters through here. It's bunt single and a pop out. Now Toby Weldon. Well, following up on that point quickly. Well, now they've got it fixed. It originally said Leover Peguero strikes out catcher Maverick Hanley, out at second. That's a sense, doesn't make sense. But now it just says Peguero strikes out swinging Matt Frazier out. No caught stealing correctly. As Toby Welk steps into him is a fastball called for strike top half of the zone. It's nothing in one. And that is the run because you can't assume that he could have thrown the runner out. Even instruction wasn't there. But it's not the start on Welk, who's hitting 263 then for Bowie. 930 OPS in just five games. Remember, he got injured in just his fourth game of the season and turned yesterday. Saw a pickoff faces late. Triples for Welk. Two home runs, five runs in. Next pitch. Slider misses much too far down and away. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Welk. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the set. Really feels like just at the jump, one of these teams is going to make out for a big inning. People are getting on base. Well-struck baseballs at least early. The 1-1 pitch is Al into home plate. Ball and two strikes. They're line drive by Andres Alvarez at 106. Now we add Joey Ortiz. Matt Frazier at single in the last half inning. Of course, you can never count out Cesar to lay down one of his bunts. Team in that. Priester sets. 1-2 pitch. Bounces it short. Could end the inning, but it's held it short by Triolo. He can't go anywhere with it. It half of his wrist. He tried to up in the air, but he couldn't make clean contact barehanded. Third try came up late. Six leaves everyone safe.
And a lot of times an eight makes you get an extra out in an inning, but this error makes you get two extra. That's a surefire double play ball.
Triolo's in just 14 at shortstop this season. You can tell they like him more at ace than they do at short. Maverick Handley steps in now with the first run in scoring position. Only wow. First pitch home. Handley flinches at a foul that misses high. I guess Handley's height played into that factor. It's 1-0 to start. 2-4 for Handley this season. A 795 in 53 games. 11 triples, 7 home runs, 32 runs.
Priester looks back, runner at second twice. The one up, Hanley cracks his bat on a slow bouncer. Picked on the run by Alvarez. He goes to Bagheera. And back to Shackelford at first. It's all fine, but picked on a dive by Shackelford. He getting to the back of the warning track, because if it did, that would have scored one. One out recorded as Hanley reaches safely. Prieto to third. Welk retired on the choice. 5-4. So now 2. And Greg Cullen will step in. Left-hander hitting 246 in a 753 OPS. 8 games played. 5 double triples. 2 homers, 9 runs back. First pitch, Cullen watches a fastball and called for strike on the outside edge of the zone. Nothing for one to open. Again, Priest with his best start of the season. 6 innings of one-run ball against Berg. It wasn't even an earned run. Only 1 and struck out 8. Season's high in both categories. Up and away. Fastball runs into a ball and a strike. Even set down 10 consecutive at one point. 4 different innings, make that 3 different innings, in which he struck out. First and third, 2 outs. Scoreless bottom of the second. Priest back to first. Timing wise, he probably had Hanley, but the throw a little bit. Hanley slides in with no dive. That's a very quick snap move. First base for Quinn Priester, but we might need. 1-1 to Cullen. A piece foul. Gets off of home and then Cullen himself. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Andrew Dashbuck on deck. They'd like to get the over to him. They'd like to see him break out for maybe a couple of big hits. Right now it's on Cullen. 2 pitch. Swinging just a piece. That was a tough pitch to eat. Sliver of the bat on, and Cullen able to get there. Slide down and away. As it gets back to the screen, Cullen's dive on what could have been a very swinging strike 3. Priester to pick up plenty of swings and misses. He had 8 whiffs in his start against Harrisburg. It's 2 strikes. The next from Priester. Knuckled in on the hand short. Jared Triolo is there. Inning is over. Moving it to lead and a runner to third, but they can't do anything with it. Third inning coming up here at Prince Stadium, a scoreless game between Bowie and Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players, your stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Just hats, autographed bats and balls, prices. Located right of the Prince George's Stadium and online at shop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best Bay Sox and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at shop.com.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of ophthalmology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, put devices, scanning, and workflow, to security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious hot cup of finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Saint coffee machines grind those rich coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Garrett Stallings strong so far. He's one over the minimum through 2 scoreless, 2 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts on pitches. He'll try to keep it that way. Scoreless ball game with Altoona. As we move to the third, we hand it off to Adam.
Thank you so much, Matt. I think Stallings has done a really good job of putting his breaking ball over for us tonight. That's not going to overpower you with a fastball, but it's one of the reasons why it's so much fun to watch him pitch. You know, he's going to come after you for strikes. With just about he's got, and tonight he's got that big that's been over the plate. Here's the left-handed hitting. Connor, it's 8-9-1. Tuna order once again, no score. Stall in the wind in the right-hander throw. Fastball line to the center. Base hit. First pitch swinging. He threw a heater right top of the zone, up and in, not a pitch. But Scott got it, and the leadoff man is aboard. And here is Cook, who is catcher tonight. The second game of the series. He's a newcomer to Altoona, went 0-4 here on. The curve had multiple injuries to catchers this year, including the number one overall pick a few years ago. As Hersey Colts strike at 0-1. If you think about baseball between, let's say, 2000 and 2015 or 16, there were only three catchers that were taken in the first five picks of a Major League Baseball draft. The 0-1 coming, breaking ball popped up, foul, straight back out of play. And stolen it again, 0-2. Great Joe Mauer of Minnesota. Matt Wieters of the Orioles. And Buster Posey, three-time World Series in San Francisco. But of late, we have seen more, including current Orioles catcher, the Bay Sox, Adley Rutschman. As now the 0-2 coming to Cook, a high fastball taken, ball one. Prior to Rutschman, the Giants, Bart second overall. And the number one overall 2020, now 2 years ago, of the Pirates was a catch, Henry Davis, out of the as here's the 1-2. And a chopper right back to the hill, over the links, left in second, Cullen Stagg throws the first double play. Four assisted to three. Maurice Stallings, I mean, that would have been a chest-high hopper and tucked under it. It looked like he was in the Matrix. And a double play ball, and there's two down. Like, here is Jared Tree back to the top of the order for Altcore. Here in the top. Henry Davis made his debut last year, but got injured as a breaking ball down low, ball one. Only played eight games, he won. And this had an injury plagued 2022 as well. He's played 17 games with Altoona. It's a fly ball near the line and right. There's Fontana in foul ground. Oh, and he can't make the catch as he goes in padded sidewall. He made some heavy contact over there. Fontana appears to be okay. I think he was looking down for the wall once he hit that running track area. When he tried to look back again last second, he could not relocate the baseball. And it ends up a fly ball. So 1-1. Here's Riolo. Altoona has quite a few position players that have gone down three this year. It's opened some opportunities first. As there's a drive and a line deep dive. Norby back on it. And so it's headed against the base of the wall. Riolo around first for second. And headlong safely with a two-out double. On a line shot. Dive. And for Triolo, a doubles machine in the series. His fourth series. He's got a homer and he's now 8-for-18. He's been Altoona's best. And he sets the table with two now for Andres Altoona. He's 2-for-14 series, but lined out sharply to Ortiz at short. His first time up. From the strip, stalling sets. And he comes. And a swing and a miss through a change. And they can't, nothing at one. Alvarez asks this Altoona team for players that qualify with an ads to be later. Actually, enough plate appearances in OPS, 83 as a pitch misses in. And off speed again in the count, 1-1. He's only hitting 1-7 in the month of July, but of his 15 hits, none are for extra bases. Kind of doing what Jordan Westbrook did in April here in Book. The 1-1 for Stallings. Fastball just a little bit low. It was okay. Garrett wanted it, but it was under the knees. And there's two balls and a strike. Well, Alvarez, again, hit seven homers 8 years prior to this. He has had a much more oriented approach. 22, the pitch. And he took changeup strike. That is third changeup thrown by Stone in the four pitches of this at-bat. That was right at the knees. And it's 2-2. Polo, who runs well, will run with contact here. Stallings has the sign. He's ready. He throws. And it's a break, hitting down low. And the count is 3-2. Now, first base is open here. Stone-headed pitcher is facing a righty here. Tough lefty on deck in Blake Sable, who has already doubled tonight. 3-2 coming. Stiff foul fly. out of play. Ryan Stallings went after a 2-mile-an-hour fastball. Outer half of the plate. But Garrett really amped up there. And the count means 3-2. We got a big strike out of Peguero to second in an 8-pitch at bat. And now in another elongated duel here without the 7th forthcoming. Stallings delivers. Breaking ball, chop left side, diving to his left, to his feet, the throw, a bag, and a tag, and they cut. But Dashbach is injured. Dashbach has dropped his glove. He's holding his left arm. He applied the tag, he held to the ball, and he's going to walk back out. Oh, you hate to see a big out for Bowie and an outstanding diving play by Pearl to end the inning. Dashbach put the tag on Alpha coming to the bag, but he got more than just his glove. That Prieto, or I should say Alvarez, and Dashbach back in the dugout and in some pain. Dashbach's due up first in the bird. We'll see if he can hit no more. Bowie and Altoona on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox, their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, now. For general pest control, term mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. Just at 301-238-3300 or visit us online at www.pest.com.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket off proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around. Thursday from 5 to 6:30, 2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other Beatles throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
The Bay Sox are getting radical on Thursday, August 18th, as we go back to the 80s. Get that perm done up, rip those jeans, and toss on your jean jacket. The 80s Rewind Night, a totally tubular night, greatest musical decade, with live music and beer specials from 5 to 30. So head on back to the 80s, the Bowie Bay Sox on Thursday, August 18th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Boy, you hate to see it. Here as we now go to the bottom inning. Dashbach is going to exit this game. Andrew Dashbach, the Bowie first baseman, trying to lay a tag with his arm, his wrist, and trying to lay a tag there on the runner across in Alvarez. And now J.D. Mundy was not going to play tonight. Not in the lineup. He will come in. He is a first baseman. Almost a hill bat here. And then you on for deck in the field. Well, Mundy in for the left side against right-hander Quinn Priester. Mundy 1-for-6 in the series, and he's done damage against righties this year as he takes off the outside. Low 90s fastball, ball one. Mundy has only 3 hits all year against a left pitcher. 3-for-1 against lefties. Righty throws the driven ball. Will hit left center. Way back it's going. And it's against the base of the wall. And Mundy's off the bench. Quickly in the second with a leadoff stand-up double. Here's third inning. On a driving alley in left center. Macias, the left field. And Frazier, the center, made a run for it, but they had no chance. And Bowie's trying to break the ice. It's game. As here is Cut Norby. Against this very tough right hand in Priester, already at the double-A level at the age of 21. As here's offering to Norby, and he takes down and away ball one. And a great job there by Cook. That was in the dirt, and could scoop it cleanly and keep Mundy at second base. Priester was probably going to start the year in Altoona in their mission, as he said. And now come with it. Swinging a hard ground ball to short. Diving drill on the gloves. See the throw, and they got him. Oh, what a play. Mundy's got to stay put at second. A spectacular play by Triolo. Shackleford was able to dig out a throw in the dirt. And, you know, when you're in a bit of trouble early in an inning, defense can be subtle. And it was there. An enormous play. And here's Santana now in for the lead runner at second. One down as Priester goes back to work. Priester, Pirates' first-round draft choice, 18th overall 3 years ago. At a high school right hand as he misses with a fastball very low. And the count 1-0 to Vanna. This year, though, in his last, the last day, in fact, of spring training, he pulled a muscle in his oblique. 1-0 coming. Off speed, the changeup missing a little bit away. Ball two. Maybe a similar injury. Orioles starter Tyler Wells has suffered. The Priest A, after two rehabbing cards, is making his sixth start with Altoona. As there's a great ball hit, shot to the left side. Mundy got a bad break. He'll get to third. And there on the ground ball base of the man of Fontana. Boy, that was a kind of unusual base running by Mundy, but kind of got turned around very sharply right at him. And his initial inclination, well, shortstop would be there, but playing Fontana to pull, and therefore they really didn't have in the vicinity of it. It's scooted into left field, 105 miles now off the bat. And after turning around once more, got into third. Zoners, and here's Bowie's hottest down. Here's Ortiz. Corners are in a bit. They're at double play depth of pitch. And a breaking ball strike to get an outer half. It's nothing and one. Joey Ortiz has got 10 hits in this series. In four games, 10 for now, 19. Incredible pitch. And he swings and grounds it sharply. Loving it this. The second one. Bam! The first. Way high. Hold the score, Mundy. It's into the Bowie dugout. Ortiz gets second. And Ducks catch a break and have a 10-0 lead. Oh, it was hit so sharply that it, a tailor-made double play. But it is a throw. Well, they're going to rule it there that gives seconds. It should still be an RA for Ortiz, but it doesn't have to be. And now Prieto will be in second. Two down in the inning. Second air by Altoona tonight. Bob's not able to turn. Almost surefire double play. The pitch. It's on the inside half of the fastball. Strike one to the left-handed hitting two. Cesar from Cuba not hit for much power. Teenager in the Cuban National now, their major leagues. But he's put on 20 pounds of muscle since. Swings and misses on pitch down and away, a fading offer. And the count is nothing and two. That was a little bit off, 89 miles an hour. The next one. And Brian took it clean, actually hit his foot, but rolled fair. It is a four. Well, Prieto, you look at his OPS overall this year between two levels, and it is at 75 between Aberdeen and Bowie. Second here is Ortiz. And now the 0-2 coming. And a fastball missing up and away. And they count one ball and two strikes. The baseman Piguero had a lot of time in which to turn that double play. And you got to have a little bit of an knock, right? I think he thought he'd really hurry it and threw extremely wild, way high, as here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss and a breaking ball to dirt. They apply the on Prieto. With it, the inning is over. First strikeout of the night for Quinn Priest. And Bowie, in the end, does get a run. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Bowie on the base sides. All that word.
The best way to take in a base game is with a group outing at Prince George. Everything from entertaining clients, day parties, and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with options on suites, seats, and deck on the ballpark. Your group can eat there and have an unforgettable time. Find out and schedule your group outing by calling 464-480 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your team providing professional organic lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. This is custom tailored with guaranteed results even the toughest lawns. On the Green offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Effectively control insects and enjoy the summer with On the Green Incorporated. 2. OnTheGreen.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Babes, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake's insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
Well, it was a wild inning of baseball. Does get a run in the third inning. And now Boone will stand in. Three-hole hitter for Allen to lead off this top of the fourth. 1-0 Bowie leads. As Garrett Stallings in, and he delivers. And a swing and a shot, and a base hit near the line to left. Norby over to cut it off to the backs. At the edge of the track, a throw to set off target, and Sable is with his second double tonight. He really pushed it to get it to his legs of the first. First pitch swinging, he doubles to left there. And now the powerful Eckelford will step to the plate. Shackelford into tonight. Front's hit in his last big power hit of the pitch. Checked his swing and a breaking ball in the dirt. Yes, he went too far. Up appeal, said third base umpire Manzuk. And a count, nothing and one. Shackelford has a homer in the series. He is, though, 2-for-17. Beautiful hitter. He hit 22 of them last year with Greensboro. That's their Pirates High A affiliate. 1-0. And it's up a throw behind the runner. It hits Sable. Karam's in the shallow right center. Not that far, though. And a good job by Ord to track it down. And Sable, on a play that ends up a Cuffingberger, is going to end up with Welt on his side. Henley went to throw behind her. The throw runner, but nobody was covering the bag, so it's a break for Bowie that it did hit. All right. He may have been able to get through it had that just sailed over a better field. Count 1-1, and here, and it's just a low, very close. Changeup was under the knees, and the count 2-1. It's really been a very good strike zone from Hardlin Acosta, the home plate umpire tonight here in the early. As Shackelford in the left-handed hitter, Bowie playing ball. And a breaking ball strike on the other half. The back door bend. Upper the strike zone on the outer started well off the plate. And Ender caught the outside. Shackelford at 22 last year. He's 15 homers this year. Breaking ball grounded right up the middle. Catching him there, Ortiz. He gloves from behind the bag at second. Throws out Shackelford. Dyer. But Hess running. Sable saw very quickly there. And he is into third. And Bowie's going to now bring the infield in. 1-0 game in which they lead one down. And here's the right-handed fielder in Fabrice Macias. Who had an 8-game hit streak last night with an 0-for-4. Robbed of a base hit his first time up. And it's a weak roller off a jump of the third base foul. And the count is at 1. Macias, a Mexican-born boy from a pretty big town called Saltillo, town of about 800,000, not far from the U.S. border. The swing and a lifted fly to right. Is it tough? Fontana over towards the line to catch. Here comes a throw, heading home, Sable, and it's offline as Sable slides foot first safely. Game's tying run. Got it at 1 in Bowie. Boy, we have seen fun to make. Some muscular plays of that nature, and he made a strong ball. I don't know even if it was right on the money, though, if it would have been Sable. He was running very on the line. He's a very good ball player. It was maybe 3 or 4 feet off of the plate. Sable was in. Here's the pitch. And Frazier hits it the other way, knocking it to a third. Here's the throw in top across the diamond. Nicely done. Boy, Prieto has had to play that hot corner with great eve tonight, and he has done so. So on to the bottom of the fourth we go. As Altoona gets a run, we're right at 1 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll light up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, new pyro musicals, custom quarry plays, and much more. The night sky truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by 570-328-361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
As the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Sox football kickoff night in Georgia Stadium. Getting ready for the college season pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, I did college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750, ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we send your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output device, scanning and workflow, to document security storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-021 or find out more how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology made easy.
So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. We're tied at one. Here's Hudson Haskin. We had a nice, beautiful luau song and dance there in between. As Haskin tolling in for the right side. He swings kind of a half swing, ground foul, outside third. And the count is nothing at one. Haskin, then Welk, and then Handley. 5-7 in the Bay Sox order against the right-hander Priester. And a big swing this time. And a chopper foul near the Altoona curve on Deckel, third base side. It's not two. Boy, infield defense been in the early innings of this game. Bowie has played spectacularly. Big plays, hit balls they've been able to glove. Pitch, fastball up high. And Altoona hurt by the fact that they twice not been able to turn double play that was there for the taking. We're tied at one in the fourth. A pitch, the breaking ball off the outside. Count evens 2-2. The product of two. Division one is in New Orleans. Pitch and a breaking ball. He was out of it, and he swings through it. It was right at the bottom of the zone, and a big slow curveball. Get one retire. Haskin is not just from Tulane, he's the highest drafted player ever from Tulane. Think of how many players have played since the Major League Baseball started in the late 60s. Toby Welk, and a swing and a fade, and the count is 1. And speaking of colleges, Haskin might be the highest drafted player ever from Tulane. Bet Toby Welk, the only ever player drafted. Penn State Burke. The D3 college pitch, check swing on a pitch down low, peel, and he did go far. It was a very late appeal. I didn't know if Altoona and Cook was going to even ask. And it's nothing to do. Well, is back in the lineup. As he strike three, it was offside, but they got the call. That turns out to be a tough bat for Welk. And a pitch strikeout. And all of a sudden, Priester, who had knocked out a batter in the first two-thirds innings, well, he's 3 in a row. And here is Maverick Handley. There's a homer and 6 driven in the series. Swings and drives one way into the wee night. Down the line and left. Out of here. Handley gets into one. It was a, if it stays fair, it's gone, a homer. Oh, what a try. And it's put the Bay Sox in front on top now. 2-1. It was a 94 mile an hour fastball on the inside corner. And Handley was rearing up and ready to go for the hit. And he hits it up and out here. After the year for Maverick. And here's Greg Cullen. And he takes well ball one. Outside, Handley doesn't hit many wall scrapers, does he? When he homer, it's way out of here. As Priester into the wind. And now the 1-0. And there's a ground ball chop foul in screen. And the count 1-0. The home run count in this series has been memorable of note, that is now a 12th Bay Sox homer in this series. This is game 5 of 6. We finish it tomorrow afternoon. The next one is a fastball. Actually, it might have been a changeup down and away. The one. Tomorrow, a 1-0-5 start. Justin Armbruster will get the start for Bowie. As the count balls and a strike here to Cullen. Patient left hand, slightly open stance. Stands on the plate, the pitch. And he's a strike just beneath the bell. Fastball. And the count two. How many Bay Sox have hit multiple home this series? Couser's got two. Fontana's got two. And two. Norby's got three. And Ortiz has two. Here's the pitch. And a breaking foul. Pulled right off the fence of the Bay Sox dugout side. Count two still. How much can you say that? Five players have multiple homers this week for Bowie. And the long ball devastated Altoona. That 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball into the dirt. Ball three. It is just soft to put Cullen there. Working from the windup. Here comes the seventh pitch of the at-bat. He throws. Fastball off the outside. Ball four. Well, all walk not created equal. And Cullen grinds out another one. And he's on with two ding. And now J.D. Mundy, who came in for Dashbach, who had to come out after applying a tag in the bottom of the, or the top third inning. We got to hope Andrew's all right. He looked like he was in quite a bit of... After the collision, the connection between the glit and the runner. Here's the pitch to Mundy. And he takes a fastball inside. You got to prepare like you're going to play every night. And Mundy comes off the bench, then crushes a double to left side. And then scores Bowie's first run. How about that? 0-1 coming. And he's low. As again took a little bit off that at 89 miles an hour. And the count 1-1-2, Mundy. Mundy had really struggled, though, in hitting at home. You can say that about many of the Bay Sox hitters. It's only been a 170 at home this year. Pitch, and it's down low. It's in. Cullen takes off, and we get second. A wild pitch. Cook was able to block it. Hard for me to tell if that bounced in front of his glove. I believe it did. And it hit the mitt of Cook. Pulled well out in front. Cullen got a jump on it. And now he's in scoring position. Triolo, the shortstop's right up there. The 2-1 to Mundy. Swinging a ground ball right side near the back. Charging, bobbling, but Gavin Shackelford. He steps on the... Well ahead of Mundy. Whether the inning is over. But Hanley with two down in the frame. Hits a sword to left. And gives Bowie the onto the fifth we go. 2-1, the Bay Sox in front on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe welder or HVAC technician, and you're interested in a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the best wages and the best benefits in history, visit our website, steamfitters-602.org. That's -602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bays, and it's completely free for kids 8 through 12. Futures Club members get special members-only events, discount offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to baysox.com your kids, so don't miss out on all the giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at baysox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers, where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from the kind of coffee you want. This, freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee pie is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love it because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, rest, Royal Farms.
We welcome you back. 2-1, the Bay Sox lead it, heading to the fifth inning. And with the goal, here's Matt Sabatas.
Garrett Stallings work. First pitch to Leo Verpagero is a strike on a curveball lower inside. Corner, nothing and one to start. 7-8-9. Two up in the Altoona lineup in this half inning. Scott and Cook. 2-1 in Bowie, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Taking ball, same spot, down and inside on 2. As Verpagero is 0-for strikeout back in the second inning. Well, it's been the story pretty much every time he went to bat, and through a lot of our pregame conversations heading into each game, Verpagero's season series against Bowie as he fouls pitch right side out of play. Count remains. He won what I believe was an 0-for-15, 16. It was a 3-4 skid against the Bay Sox in a few games of their previous CO2 pitch. Is popped up right up the chimney on the infield. Hanley sheds the mask, ranging up against the bat, and foul grabs the catch. Oh, he really edged that bat just as it was set baseline. I think he Meyerly, but while you're watching the baseball, that's dangerous. Hopefully Andrew or JD was in his ear saying, watch out there, because you don't want an ankle. That could be very deadly, but I mean, tough. Verpagero pops, and there's one gone as Connor step in. Again, leads 2-1 thanks to the bat of Maverick. Into Scott. It is called a strike. Ball in the bottom half of the zone. It's nothing and one. So Stallings, his tough inning this season has been like an inning. That's when Altoona poured on 8 runs against him last 2 months ago. The 0-1 is swung on and missed down. Breaking ball down to nothing and two. The fact that he's gotten to this inning spells really good things for the fifth inning has actually been Stallings' inning all season. Go 2 pitch to Scott. Swing and a miss 3. Fed him 3 straight breaking pitches. All of them pretty much low. Scott couldn't get a whiff on any of them. That's just the third strikeout Stallings, but continues what's been a very day for the right-hander. Now on to Grant Cook. 0-for-5. Just in his small handful of games with the curve, I should say. Who's in track of who's who these days? Late in the season. First pitch. Lifted foul. Right. It's nothing and one. It's game number 94. I'm permitted at least one mix-up from time to time. Cut me some slack. Goodness. Cook hit into a double play in the inning, bounced it slightly up the middle, where Greg Cullen plays now as the opens home, and it swung on and missed inside. Stallings is pounding strike zone right now. He's not thrown a pitch inside of the zone in this half inning. As Bowie leads 2-1, Altoona does have 5 hits against Bowie's 4, but it's the 2 errors. That's what's really harmed Irvin, given Bowie the opportunities. Coach. Line drive, bounced to third, off of the edge of Prieto's glove. He hovers, fires to first, it's wide, Mundy's the tag. It pulled him off of the bag toward home plate. Mundy was able to get there. Fortunately, he doesn't suffer the same as Andrew Dashbach, because that would have been Bowie lost both of their first basemen in the game. But we're all clear. Halfway at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 2-0 to Bay Sox baseball.
There's plenty going on at the ballpark on Saturday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation, which will artifacts from the Hall of Famer's career. Bay Sox huge touch-a-truck event featuring dozens of construction, excavation, vehicles, and trucks for all fans to enjoy and in with exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 5 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday, August 20th, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Field Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Value to see the best games at Prince George. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits. Include flexible exchange options, discount rentals, special access to the Diamond, and a free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now calling 301-464-4865 or heading online Sox.com.
Everyone deserves a great deal, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Sox fans smile with confidence. So, sing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smiler of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by this evening on what's been a fun game so far. Beats 2-1 as we move into the bottom. Matt Sabatas alongside Adam Pohl with you at Prince George's Stadium. It's a pleasure to have you with us at the ballpark tonight. Priester gets back to work for Curve in this half inning. He faces the line third time through. Connor Norby will off, followed by Shane Fontana and GRTs after that. Fair about patient first, cares around the corner at first. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day of the year. No point more at patientfirst.com.
Norby into the box. 0-for-2 Fly out to right field in the first. A ground out to short in the third. They'll play him a little bit on the pole side as the right-hander steps in. Priester steps forward, kicks high for the first. Norby flinches on it. A slight they'll appeal. He didn't go around. And the count starts out at 1-0. Norby is riding a four-game hitting streak, 3-16 in this series. Had the home run yesterday, but that was part of just 5-day, the 1-0. This is down, and the count goes to 2-0. Well, one of the things that happened a bit later in each baseball season, some of the major publications around baseball, the 2-0, missed down. Count goes to 2-1. I'll send out some of their lists to team personnel and broadcaster because the coaching staffs and the broadcasters for each minor league team, they're the ones who pretty much see every single player, anyone. The 2-1. Half swing, poked up first baseline, a fair ball picked by Priester, and he will tag Norby. The delayed takeoff, he didn't expect that ball to be put into play. Unassisted, you don't see it too often. Norby is retired for the third time, and now Shane Font step in. So Baseball America recently put out their best two list, the ballot list for Eastern League coaching staffers to fill out. Lively discussion among a handful of the coaching staff for Bowie and some of us broadcasters here having a lively chat with Juno broadcaster John Moses. First pitch to Shane. This is inside. It's 1-0 to start. 2-day for Fontana. Question we were kind of hinging on. Can you put Gunnar Henderson on a lot of these blitz considering the small amount of time he played in the Eastern League? Here's a cracked bounce slowly over to short. Jared Triolo in an easy sidearm to first base. Sixth out, and Fontana is quickly retired. I was leaning on the no side, because at this point in the season, he's played half of his games with Bowie. He's played more than half of his games with Belay. So I feel like should be on AAA ballots and show up there. And then it led to the comment that Colton Cowser has practically already taken Cowser 7 home runs in 22 games for Bowie this season. Here's Joey, first pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking's nothing in one to start. That's 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Go-ahead solo home run for Rick Handley in the fourth. 0-1, grounded to third. Backhanding it deep in the hole. Alvarez to first, but it's high. Ortiz booked it up the lot. Shackelford had to run in front of the back to hop up and pick it. Could not get the tag there in time. And because of that, they're going to base hit. Shackelford did have to run in. So he wouldn't have been able to even apply the tag if it was a throw at his chest. Extends Ortiz's hit streak. After game hit streak earlier this month, went without for one game, and now he's a great game hit streak. It's pretty good. 6-17. Hit 20 of his 22 games this month, and now Cesar Perea. First pitch to the lefty. Swing, pitch in the dirt, they'll appeal. He didn't go. Count starts out at 1-0 on the curve. Perea laid down a beautiful butt down in front of the mound as he did on the first pitch of the second. And still get to first base safe. That shows the two keys for Prieto to be the most effective team. His ability to contact the ball and his speed. Long hold for Priester. 1-0. Prieto laces it away. Line drive falls in for a base hit. From the gap though by Macias. He'll spin to third. The throw is late. T slides into third. A two-out single for Cesar Prieto. His second hit of the game. And the Bucks have insurance at third base. Prieto was hoping for after going 0-for-3 yesterday, getting the 4 and 0-for-5 before that. He's getting back into the hit column. That's his sixth multi-hit game of the season. It's 52 games played. Now Hudson. Right-hander is 0-for-2 on the day. He flew up to field in the second inning. He struck out swinging in the fourth. At the corners with two outs here in the bucket. Priester delivers the first to Haskin. And called a strike on the lower outside corner. Nothing. What shouldn't be lost in this start for Quinn Priester is that no matter what happened, it's already the most efficient start for an Altoona in this series. Prior to the first four games of this set, no Altoona had even finished four innings. Pickoff throw, no tag. As Prieto just trots back. But Kyle Nicholas yesterday was lifted with two outs in the fourth. Luis on Friday, one out in the fourth. Aaron Shortridge couldn't even get out in the fourth before he was lifted. The 0-1. Haskin, well too far. Change up down, and the count already to nothing.
And then the starter on Tuesday, Carmen Mojica, tossed one inning. He needs 43 pitches. Brzezinski will start tomorrow's game. Nothing in two on Haskin. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, three. Back-to-back changer as Priester saw the opportunity and he took it. Bowie gets a pair of two-out singles and do anything with it. We're on to the Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox lead 2-0 to Bay Sox baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with Bay Sox and provide their pest controls for all your residential and commercial pest control needs. Call Pest Now. For general control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without Works, and you can always count on the best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a funny ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have covered this season with 16 shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Still three more Works shows in the month of July on 16th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you
Sky Shooter Displays by DY Pyrotechnics will be lighting sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all summer long. We will give you the best bang buck. Sky Shooter Displays, traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z a try. Find out more by calling us at 703-281-61 or visit us on dypyrotechnics.com.
On to the sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox maintain a 2-1 advantage. But we got a couple of hits in the fifth, but couldn't get one home. Garrett Stallings, the sixth inning. He is the only base pitcher to finish six innings at any point this season, and he's actually done it a couple of times. He'll get to do it once more today if he can maintain this Bowie lead. Jared Triolo up. Here's Adam.
He's been an inning, no doubt about it, and that has been big to see times this year for the Bay Sox. Third time through the order. Here's Triolo, and it's in the dirt. Ball for the first offering as Bowie game 2-1. Top of the order for the curve against Stallings and the Bay Sox. Nobody up for him yet as he goes off. Spin and misses down. Ball two. Stallings has been very pitchy here today to get 5 innings and throw just 66 pitches is outstanding as he delivers. Swing at a fastball at 93 miles an hour in a fastball count. And they count 2-1. That's a good sign. Stallings is a pitcher that is not going to throw all the fastballs when you look at the percentage of pitches thrown. He delivers. And it's in there on the outside. Delivery at 88. And the count is 2-2. The Trio's doubled tonight. 1-for-2 in the game. He's been out to his best as he takes a high fastball. For ball three. Yeah. 69 on base percentage. You know, in high A greens. And he's at 3.7 here. As he swings and line over Stallings. Backhanding Cullen. Leaping throw. One hop. And got him. Oh, baby. What a play. Spectacular. Greg Cullen. Dazzling defensively. And here is Andres Alvarez. Been a lot of hard hit balls on the ground tonight. Altuna. Bowie is turning them into outs. Prieto is at third. As there's an off-speed strike high in the zone on the inside part of the plate to get ahead, nothing at one. And on the other end, has committed two errors on the infield. Pitch. Fastball misses up and in, and the count evens at 1-1. So, you know, it's rare that you say this, but you can argue that the difference in this ball game so far has been infield defense. Bowie's has been superb. Pitch, and it's up high, and the count 2-1 with an off-speed pitch. The Bay Sox now do have starting in their bullpen as a right-hander is getting up and loose. Hanley now, the catcher, is out briefly to talk to as Jensen Elliott, big righty, 6'6", 2019 late round of Oklahoma State, is warming the Bay Sox pen. He leads it 2-1. The first pitcher's duel in the series. It's a changeup chop foul to the Altoona dugout. Off the bat of Andres Alvarez, has hit the ball hard twice, does not have anything to show for it. Lined out sharply to Ortiz first, and Prieto made a play in the third. The count is 2-2. Lings throws, and a breaking ball looking on the out of the plate. An absolute beauty. His fourth strikeout of the ball game. Two down in this. And now Blake Sable, very athletic left-handed hitter, has doubled twice, going the other way to that field, will stand here. It is not wise that Sable appears to be such an outstanding athlete, because he is a cousin of a Pittsburgh legend in football. And here's the wind and the pitch. Taking a line drive base hit into right, his third hit of the night, and a straight at bat in which Sable gets a base hit on the first pitch. And now Shackelford will bat, runners two down in this sixth. 12 NFL player safety Troy Polamalu, the cousin of Sable. About that, Sable went to USC, Southern Cal, just like Polamalu did a generation prior. And now in a different sport, he could end up playing in Pittsburgh. The pitch, and it's down low, ball one. Wild is that coincidence. They're 30 major league teams. And Polamalu played all 12 of his NFL. He's a Pittsburgh Steeler. If he makes it, would be, of course, a Pitt Pirate. Unless he gets, there's a changeup cut on him. What a change. And the killing one. That is still the most devastating weapon in the arsenal that is of Stallings. 2-1, the Bay Sox leading in the top of the sixth inning. Sable it off first. And now the 1-1 to Shackelford. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball veers down low in the dirt, blocked down beautifully by Hanley. And the count is 2 balls and a strike. 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Altoona, 6 hits and 2 errors in the game tonight. Here's the pitch. And another changeup, and it fades. And the count's now 1. They don't see Stallings get behind in the count like often. He, in fact, has knocked a hitter tonight. He's been working from ahead all evening long. Here's the pitch. And it's just a little bit low. With another jump ball, 4. Stallings, 2 straight of reach with 2 down. And now Kyle Moore, the Bowie manager, decision. Do you leave Stott there to go after this, a right-handed hitter? Stallings is a right-handed pitcher. Your man in the pen in Elliott, right-handed reliever. And they are going to move here, it appears. Moore's going to come out. Jansen is ready. And I think get the call here. Big spot on the ball. So we're going to take a quick break. A big ovation for Garrett Stallings. He heads toward the dugout, working 5 2/3 innings tonight. 2-1, 2 down, 2-1 Bowie on the Bay Sox. Ball Network.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and celebrate and be the star of the show. The dugout with Louie, play games in the introduce a batter in the game, and you have the stadium sing for you. Birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and motor insurance plans are accepted. Teen illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Spot of this ball game, top of the sixth. The Bay Sox have a 2-1 lead. But Altoona with Ali is looking to at least tie it or even get in front of their 5-0 hitter, Fabricio Elias. 2 men are on, the lead runner is Sable. And Bowie's bullpen for Jensen Elliott for his 19th outing of the year. Elliott, the winningest reliever in the Bowie pen. 5-2 with a 4.68 ERA. Big fella. Late rounder, a 19th rounder. Back in 2019 out of Oklahoma. As Mastin for the right side. Appears in for the sign from Hanley. He sets head high, and he comes home with it. And his first offering is down low with a 1-mile-an-hour fastball, ball one. The Orioles just found a ball player that was due to go to Oklahoma State. The first pick of this year's Tristan Holliday. As their strike of the knees with a fastball to count 1-1. Holliday has reported to Florida, but he has not yet played in a professional game. Right now, Bowie Bay Sox, Kobo is playing again in Florida, rehabbing 1-1. And it's down low with a fastball, ball two. Hopefully, Mayo, the powerful infielder, will be able to come back to Bowie as he went out just a few games into his young double-A career. 2-1, 2-1 Bowie, top of the Elliott just into the game. And it's inside, and nearly hit Macias, ball three. The Sable, with two down in the inning, first pitch swing, lined a single to right. Clifford then worked a walk. That was it for South, 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball near the back at third. Reyes dives for the bag, and out, third base. What a pitch. A headlong dive, the glove to the back base to get the tag on the bag for the fourth, just ahead of Sable. Pinto has done a little bit defensively tonight, and we head out of the sixth. It's a 2-1 Bay Sox lead on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Takes time to get rich flavor coffee beans from the lush mountain roots of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute yourself a delicious hot cup finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new sweet coffee machines grind those rich coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Farms.
A birthday bash Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to sell the star of the show. Dance on the Doug Bowie, play games in the stadium, chatter in the game, and you'll even get to stadium sing for you. Bay Sox parties, an unforgettable one of experience at Prince George's Stadium. Yours by calling 301-464-488 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, piping, or HVAC service industry? You interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steam Fitters UA Local 60 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters602.org.
Welcome back to Bowie. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 the Bay side. He's Toby Welk. And it's great to have him back in the lineup. As a first cold strike. And the count is nothing and one. Welk with the Bay Sox just a day ago. Injured since the middle of April as he fists one on the lineup. The middle tips down a base hit into shallow center. Toby Welk getting his first hit of the night tonight. Good piece of hitting. Welk actually had a very successful five-game rehab at high A. He had three multi-hits in those five. And a hit in both games back with Boone. Well, the lead man is on, and here's Maverick Hanley. Priester, the right-hander, stop there. This is sixth inning. He throw. And Hanley chops it right back to Priester. He'll throw to second. Peguero, second baseman, and turns it to first double play. No, the end, 1-4-3 double play with right-handed hitter up. Mike Peguero right up the middle, so he took the throw from Priester. Peguero's throw was low, but Shackelford dug it out. And there's now two down the inning, and here is Greg Cullen. Priester's run tonight both earned an error with two down that allowed first run to score, but it was on a throw trying to turn double play. Here's the pitch. And it's off the outside, ball one. And usually you do not assume a double play in the game of baseball. So Ortiz does get an RBI for that back in the third inning pitch. And a ground ball to first. Two hopper, Shackelford gloves, and he's got time to run it himself. And with it, the inning's quickly over. So down in a hurry in this. On to the seventh inning. It's a 2-1 Bay Sox lead. The Bay Sox baseball that.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll own half price. Bring along your furry friend Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bus with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so tickets now at Bay Sox.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to aches, and pulled muscles to pain, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, patient first is here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient first, proud partner of the Bowie Base, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
There's plenty going on the Saturday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an event presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation. Special artifacts from the Hall of Famer's career. The Bay Sox huge Touch a Truck event. Dozens of construction, excavation, emergency trucks for all fans to enjoy and interact. Exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30. It's going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 6:30 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and kind of busy Saturday, August 27th. So go to BaySox.com.
So on to the top of the seventh we go, as Jensen Elliott got a huge out to end the next. And now Matt Frazier bat here leading this seventh inning. Elliott ready to throw. And here's, and it's off speed up and away. Ball one. Final line of Garrett Stallings, 5 2/3 innings. It's only one run. Walked one and struck out four. A strong night for Stallings. Has just off the outside and off the pitch. And it's 2-0-2. Well, Bay Sox, another 2020 Bay Sox, getting their major league start tonight. Elliott throws. A swing and a miss at a fastball. They count 2-1. He's the 200th Sox to reach the major. About that, Taren Vavra. Middle infielder, he's the DH of the Orioles tonight in the eighth spot in Cincinnati. As a changeup gets away, count is now 2-2. Vavra did have a bit of an injury play here last year with Bowie. He hit 248, but he had a 388 on base percentage. As a ground ball chop weakly right side, three hops to Cullen in second, and he throws out Frazier and one retire. And now Leo Vera picked to come to the plate. Vavra, the Orioles got him when they traded former Bay Sox 15 reliever Michael Givens. Now a reliever with the Chicago Cubs. They traded to the Rockies. I think they got Tyler Nevin, who's lineup for Baltimore tonight as well in that trade. As there's a small strike at the knees. And got Vavra. And Vavra had a huge year in AAA Norfolk this season. As now the 0-1 coming. And it's a cold strike changeup. Nothing in two. He has hit 34, and he's 435 on base percentage. I mean, that is in the stratosphere. Here's the pitch. Well off the outside, a hard break. That's all the way to the backstop and away. The Taren Vavra grew up with his dad as a coach for the Minnesota Twins. Actually went to the University of Minnesota, the Gopher, former third-round draft choice. Now in the bigs, pitch, and it's down and away. And the count two. Great to see. You see trades the Orioles have made. Their starter, Dean Kramer, Ted Homer Bay Sox, who was a part of the Manny Machado trade to the Dodgers. Yeah, they're just all over the place. Here's the 2-2. Swing foul into the out to the dugout. And I think Piguero broke that. The Orioles from 28-1, that's four straight, have been sellers at the deadline. It's that they are to be sellers again this season with how well they have played of late again, but we're going to have to. And the trade deadline is rapidly approaching. It's 3 days away. A count 2-2-2. Here's the pitch. Swings. He got him with an off-speed run, and Piguero chased. Elliott gets the strikeout. And there's two down in the
right fielder.
And now Connor Scott wants tonight. Another former founder will stand in. Scott's ball player to watch. He really had a great base running mid last night in a bloop, what I thought would be down the left field line. Prieto after it. Pitch. Ooh, just a maybe. Oh, and the count 1-0 with a changeup. Prieto ran well out to try to catch it, and when it fell, nobody covered. Scott got into second. He ran and he got there. As a fastball just does miss. Maybe a bit down, maybe a bit in. And the count 2 looked like it was in there. He is now 5-for-net at the plate in series. 2-1 Bowie lead, two outs, nobody on. Top of the inning. Great ball game to as Elliott throw, and it's down and inside. A fastball for ball 3. Catcher right-handed, nine-hole batter. Grant Cook is on deck for the Altoona. Pitch, and it's down an inside, ball 4. So Scott walks down, he can run. And now here is Cook. And also we're going to see a visit now from Josh Conway, the Cubs pitching coach, coming out to talk here with Elliott. One other big piece of news, the Orioles draft. You know, the Orioles have signed a lot of their tops already. But there's a question if they would be behind an 11 high school pitcher. Had a great name for the Orioles, Zach Showalter. I don't believe he's got any relation to the great Buck Showalter, now the manager of the New York, but Zach Showalter signed over the slotted bonus that he was supposed to be given, the 11th rounder, signing for $40,000. Now the Orioles able to sign a few players slot out, including Jackson Holliday, the first for maybe 700 belief slot. Now that helped them sign some others like Showalter. Pitch, it's a little bit low. A fastball, ball 1 here to Cook. Now, Conway went out to talk there to Elliott, who's trying the bottom of the strike zone here. Nobody's warming in the base hand. The 1-0 coming. Big swing and a miss. Took a little bit off on the inside half of the plate at 80, and Cook swung right. And the count in 1. Cullen is up the middle of the second base. Ortiz deep in the hole. As here's the pitch, the chopper, weakly struck, glimming it, well wide of the mound, to get out at first, from halfway between the mound and the base bag, and Athletic, I don't think they get it out unless Elliott makes that play. And the 6-foot eight-hander ranges beauty off the hill to bring it, and with it, the inning is over. It is stretch time, and the Bay Sox are hanging up, leading 2-1 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players, your stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and ball at great prices. Located right main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help teams stand out from the rest. Special also helps at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes ORC surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get your back to work, contain costs, and premiums down. That's teamwork. More, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn team, providing professional organic lawn care programs for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program are quality results. Each service is tailored with guaranteed results for even the lawns. On the Green also offer pest control services, mosquito, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. 2
onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, it's 2-1 Bowie. And J.D. Mundy will now lead it off in for the left side. New pitchers on the hill for Altoona. Well, this is away, ball one. And Manuel Mejia, after a strong out, Priester, the former first-round pick of the Pirates, and a fastball down and inside. And the count is now 2-1. Priester six, and it's two runs allowed, both earned. And he struck out four in the game. Pitch and a fastball miss. And all of a sudden, it is 3-0 here. There's already activity in Altoona bullpen. My right-hander is warming. The Mejia is a 5.97 ERA pitch. And he misses badly. Ball four. And Mundy on with a leadoff walk. As Mejia did not find the strike zone. Priester walked only one, and now May comes in and issues a walk right in. And here we go to the top of the order. Here's Connor Norby. 2-4 with a 5.90 ERA. Mejia, the first pitcher to work in a third game this year as he enters tonight. In at third, Alvarez, even with the bag actually side of the grass, as Norby's outside. A fastball, one at 92 to an hour. And now we're going to get a bit immediately here from the pitching coach. Five pitch of the outing for Mejia. Drew Bennis is talking things over. We've talked many a time about Morby being from East Carolina. And the Altoona manager from ECU in Kyron Madison. Madison, a former CU alum. As it's still Priester out there. And I apologize, I thought they had put in a new pitcher. So it is still Priester. The count 1-0, a Priester's second walk of the night. And here's the pitch, and a breaking ball strike in the count 1-1. The Priester's seventh inning here. Hat. Right-handed hitter Norby, and swinging a foul behind plate, and the count is good. And in the bullpen is Colin Selby here for out. As now the 1-2 pitching to Norby, Priester and delivers. Ball grounded foul. Sharply, but outside third, and the count remains 1-2. 5,453 are attendance tonight. The right arm dangle, sent from the stretch. And here's the pitch, and a breaking ball, foul, threw him the slow curve, and Norby just did stay looking at the top of the bat. It's in one piece. Altoona's manager, our ECU Pirate, once again in Kyron Madison, played all the way up to AAA in his career. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, inside, he nearly hit him with a fastball. 93 miles an hour. The Priester's been more out of the gate in late in his start than we have seen previously. Former founder, the 2-2 coming. He throws a hard ground ball, diving at third of Alvarez. They get an out at second. Norby safe at first without a throw. Looked like it was heading down the line. A spectacular play made by Alvarez and an enormous out. And Altoona has their first huge defensive play of the game. And that's going to be it for in the end, pre-six and 1/3 innings. I had him out of the two batters prior. He's evidenced two runs, he walks two, and he strikes out four. Give way now to a right-hander entering here in Selby. We take a break in moments. 2-1 Bowie leads in. 1-on-1 down. Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Up is the best way to be a fan of Sox, and it's completely free for 12. Futures Club members access to special members-only events, scout ticket offers, and free gifts signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids. So on all the promotions and giveaways after stadium this season and next. The Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and storage. Understand people print, not print. DCA Imaging, a call, 31-577-101, or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
So the new pitch, Colin Selby, who will enter here. Priester goes 6 1/3 and 7 hits, 2 runs. It's 2, and he strikes out 4. And now steps into the big spot. Runner at first, 1 down, Fontana to the plate. Here for Bowie, the 2-holder. Selby's 0-2 with a 2.70 ERA in 14 outings here with this year. He was named the opening day roster here, but he did have a 2-in on the IL that 8 days ago ended. Deal to Fontana. Sets. And here's the pitch. Fisted pop foul over the screen to the left side. And the count is nothing and one. So that was a 98 mile an hour fastball. He's got low. Off first, Norby. And now we'll look first, and Norby gets back to the bag safely. Selby was a late round draftee in 2018, and he was another non Division I player at Randolph Macon, which is here in the Mid Atlantic. The old Fontana. Here's the pitch. Swing and a whistled foul on a line right back to the stop. Shane was right on that 8-mile-an-hour fastball, which right down the middle. And the count is nothing and two. They are playing to pull. Now the third baseman Alvarez goes well off the bag. He's almost deep in the hole. It's short. Triolo's up the middle. A good lead for Norby off first. Selby's 0-2. Inside with a fastball. Kind of leaning back away from it. And the count wanted to. On 10 for 3 tonight, he's singled back in the third inning. Boy, what a year he's had. And for tonight, a 921 OPS. 200 points above the league average. Incredible. As here's the next one. And a tip right off the top of the mitt of the catcher. And it bounds over the left shoulder. Home plate umpire Acosta. A foul ball. Fontana just does narrowly. I've got a fastball in the zone right down the middle again. It's again 98 miles an hour. Base activity in their bullpen. As now the 1-2 Fontana. And a ball got it looking. Boy, he put string on the bender. And it with a plate for strike 3. No doubt about it. Fontana got some good hacks at that heater. But he was chosen by that bender. There's two down in the inning, and here is Ortiz, who's got a hit tonight in RBI as well. And once again, Joey's got 11 hits in this series. All week it has been. And Matt smoked this earlier in the broadcast. He's got an 8-game hit streak now, and he's got hits in 16-17. He had an 8-game hit streak prior. Swing it a bit at the breaking ball. Strike one. That was in the knees over the plate. Big from Ortiz. And he was gearing up for that 98. It's hard to look for anything else but a guy with a fastball. Is 2-1. He leads in the seventh. The 0-1 coming. Reaching swing, chopper right side. Back to second up, Shackelford flipping the covering in time. With it, the inning, it is over. So we head into the late innings. And Bowie's going to go to their bullpen. It looks like it is Shelton Perkins who will end the ball game. Two White Sox are in front on the Bay Sox. It's Ball Network.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we pretend your team of office technology pros ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Printers. Give DCA Imaging a call 01-577-121 or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging. Office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket, a proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf's Day, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts, beer specials throughout the year, and like to get your night started. It's always a time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at BaySox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates the area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Team Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical and specialty pipe services to the various customers served. For more information about the service provided and for a list of companies you care, please visit steamfitters-u.org.
So we get to the eighth inning. What a ball game tonight. 2-1 leading. And in ball game, the right hitter Shelton Perkins and Elliott's an inning and a third. With a call of the eighth, he hits Sabatis.
Shelton Perkins, the top of the Altoona lineup with Jared Triolo to open it. The first pitch in is a breaking misses down and inside. Just had it's 1-0 to open. 0-1 for 3-day. Double to left third inning. He grounded out to second his time up. 1-0. The changeup. Quick on the outside edge and the count runs even. 1. It'll be Triolo, Oz Alvarez, and Blake Sable set to tuna in this frame as Bowie holds their one-run lead, 1-1. Ching, pitch misses, maybe had on the lower outside corner. They'll deal and ring him up on it. So strike is redeemed, what should have been a called strike in the first play. First base umpire, Mitch Trezak, making it 1-2. Perkins steps back, kicks high, fires the net, and it's a slider. Misses Day again. That one a little bit obvious pitch, so you can understand its count runs even at 2-2. As Perkins is really hitting that lower outside corner early with 2-2. Fouled off, third base side, went with a fast hand, and the count holds. Shelton Perkins, 5'10", 215-pound, 16th round draft select 2019 from James Madison. Second appearance. Is he 5-2-2? It's outside. Slider count full on Triolo to open it up. On the season for Bowie, Perkins made 22 appearances and gone with a 4.56 ERA. 25 2/3 innings, 24, 19 walks. The 3-2 is down low, ball 4. Slider lost a little bit of the touch on those last two rings, and Perkins walked a leadoff batter. That's the third walk by Bowie pitching today. And now a game tying run on base with no one out, Tres Alvarez. Perkins coming off of inning on Tuesday was fine. Alvarez fires on the first pitch, but pulls back on the slices wide. Count starts out at 1. In grand scheme, it was okay, but Perkins 2 runs in just the 1 inning. Taking out 1 batter and walking 1 batter. Frazier to open the frame and gave up a 2-run Connor Scott. But Bowie still won the game 11-5. The 1-0 pitch. Alvarez, which is a fastball, punched the inside corner called strike. It's 1-1. 0-for-3 day for the right-hander Alvarez, lined out to short. It's a scorcher to Joey Ortiz, but he's right there. Grounded out to third, out looking his last time up. Pickoff throw. Back to first is unsuccessful. As Alvarez will skin. Triolo has attempted 23 steals. He's been caught 5 times. 1-1 pitch. There's the just misses high. Underwear. You can't even blame that on height. That was right across the meat of the play. You could call it as the excuse, but it's not as if Alvarez is fine there. That was a strike. And I'm not the combatant. It's not as if I've gone too hard season. Next pitch. Fastball down and inside. Runs the 3 balls in 1 strike on Alvarez. No one out here in the top of the eighth inning. As splits the middle of the rubber, fires, called a strike. Went slider again and brought it a little bit. We didn't get the previous slider called for a strike. He got one to run, but back-to-back full count to open. The first to Trillo, who walked, and now to Alvarez. He's 58 this season on full counts, much more often than he strikes out. Merkin sets up at the chin and drops to the 3-2 pitch. Foul, right side, hand leading, keeps the mask on, but it will play about 5-6 deep, and the count remains. So it's already an earlier for Shelton Perkins and the opposing batters. The slider of his seems to be working, at least with the movement that is trademarked. If he can get located, if he can get to the swings and misses, that's what the question is going to be. Pickoff throw to first, no tag. Two attempts at, so Triolo now does have an opportunity, extended lead. There he goes, the two is swung on and fouled. Hits off of the slider again, Perkins. As the count stays full, we've got just a small glimpse, sunlight left in the night sky, out past left field. A very gradient into what remains of the great orange beyond the tree line, with dark blue well above and a couple of dark gray clouds that just grab a little of that remaining sunlight. Triolo goes again, another 3-2, was swung and missed inside for strike three, throw to six just late. A little hard toss by Maverick Handley, Triolo took advantage. That's the benefits of the two-slop rule. Perkins attempted two pickoffs, and began. He couldn't attempt a third unless he got or Triolo would have been granted saves. We've not actually seen that rule be applied yet this in a Bay Sox game. As Triolo picks up his 19th stolen base of the season, puts tying run in score. Perkins picks up his first strike of the day for the Bay Sox staff. Now here's Blake Sable. Shift for the lefty, first pitch. He foul off of the mid of the catcher. Nothing and one to start. It's been Sable. A pair of doubles. First, one in the fourth, a single in the sixth. But he's not actually been involved in really any other piece of the Altoona offense. Hasn't driven any. Well, he did score in the fourth inning, I should say. Just forgot to mark that down. Came in on the sacrifice fly by Macias. Misses down. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Yeah, the sack fly by after Sable opened up the fourth double. Moved to third. A well-timed base run on a ground out to the left side. And then came home on a deep fly out to right. 1-1. Sable floats it into left center field. Hemp for Haskin. And he's there. Two away. And here's Aaron Shackelford. Went with the changeup down and away. Perkins just on the edge of the zone for Sable to get some contact. But he had to flail his bat out there to get there. And it's two down Shackelford. Back-to-back lefties. Shackelford is 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out swinging at first. Grounded out to short in the fourth. Walked in the sixth. He was the last but Stallings faced. First pitch. Misses under the knees. A ball starts the count out at 1-0. Stallings is fine for the win for Bowie. If the base is done, they might be relying. Six out save from Perkins. That's a tall 1-0. Slider misses inside in the count to 2-0. Perkins had his trouble with slider this season against the left hand. Couple of batters with it. To dance around them at points just because of how much his slider moves. The 2-0. Changeup misses wide. And the count goes to 3 and Oakleford. Does have three saves for Bowie. This is the team. Three. Down low, ball four. So a four walk. I'm not sure Perk a fastball in that offering. Second for Shelton. And the fourth day for Bowie pitching. And now Fabricio Macias, who drove in the only run for Altoona today. Rick Handley comes out for a quick battery visit. Pull side, Joey Ortiz at shortstop is playing very deep in the hole for the right-handed hitter. Macias hit it to third hit last time up, led to a force at third that ended the sixth inning. Cesar Prieto plays close to the bag. First pitch, the slider, called for a little bit under the knees. Count up at nothing and one. Perkins might have gotten that pitch. In hand, rest glove on the front thigh, and now down at the waist. The 0-1 pitch, and rip foul. Base side, that's a heart racer right there. Skips a little bit to the right of the bag, and all this would have been a tie game. But it's nothing in two. And a great conversation with Perkins the other day. Tried to ask him, what is so special about his slider that makes it dance as much as it does? Couldn't pinpoint it. He's grateful for how special it is. The itch, swinging a poke, lifted out to the left. Ortiz is back, deep in the hole, and it pays off. Ortiz makes the catch, and the inning is over. Two walks in the frame, left stranded. Bottom coming up as Bowie hopes for insurance. They lead 2-1. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, odor control, and all other pest control service, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take in a base game is with a group outing at Prince George Stadium. Everything from entertaining clock day parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats around the ballpark. Your group will fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing 301-464-40 or going to Bayside.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and to broken bones, care is our winner at Patient First. Walk to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day of the year. X-rays and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Bottom of the eighth inning here, Prince George's Stadium, a 2-ball game as the Bay Sox try to maybe add on a little bit of insurance against Colin Selby, who were the only two batters he faced in the seventh. Fans, don't forget, tomorrow is Superhero Ballpark. First 750 through the gates, eighth is 13 and up. We'll receive Grayson Rodriguez Super Ball. Bay Sox will also be wearing jerseys auctioned off via the live source with benefits going to the Children's Foundation. So get your tickets tomorrow for a 105 first pitch. Cesar Prieto leads off 4-6 with Prieto, Haskin, and Webb. First pitch to the lefty is pulled left side out of play. Count up at nothing and one. 2-for-3 to Prieto. He laid down a bunt single on the first of the second inning, breaking him out of a 9 skid. He struck out, singled in the fifth. Here's the 0-1 offering. Lifted foul again. Still at the baseline, but this one, much higher arced shot. And the count goes to nothing and two. Selby steps back, kicks high, fires the 0-2 pitch, and watches fastball at 97 miss. So, Adam, after that big flutter to Prieto, I was watching back a little bit on the statistics that come through. The 1-2 pitch. Prieto watches a strike three. Breaking ball hit the low side corner. Good pitcher's pitch, and it froze Prieto the entire way. Second strikeout for Colin Selby. So I was looking back through some of the StatCast data. If you recall, I think it was during the Akron series, I was bemoaning that we couldn't find data for the arc of balls, the X, the as high as they got.
All right.
It is in there. I just didn't look. It. Here's Hudson Haskin for a slow bouncer foul. Third, he was ahead on the breaking ball, and nothing in one to start.
And it does show you how the game is, you know, in that regard, because things like that, this level of data, for minor league ball players, and of course, as these players are scouted even before they're drafted, the data of this nature.
0-1 to Haskin. Swing. He went. Home plate umpire. Bought in on a slider down and away. Nothing. Haskin 0-for-3 on the day.
You look back 7 or 8 years ago in minor league baseball, the way things were run in 7 of the 30 organizations now seems a bit archaic.
Coach Haskin swings and misses. Third strike this evening. Third strikeout for Speed to boots. And there's already on here in the eighth inning on a pair of punch-outs. That's 7 strikeouts for the staff. You were talking about it ago. It's just you turn back. Well, you take one number off digit in the year column, and you're with a coach of just three people. The manager, the pitching coach, and the hitting coach. That's it.
Almost to go, but that was the case in 2003-2004 leagues.
First pitch to Toby Welk is swung and missed. A great slider with some movement from Colin Selby continues to hit right now. Nothing in one to start. Welk is 1-for-3, a single, pitched on an error. He's not betting second base. 0-1. Popped foul ground, right side, sprinting Clifford at first, up against the wall, about 4 or 5 rows deep. And the count quickly to nothing and two.
I got it with the bust, right? Because when I saw my career...
You had space.
You know, at the back of where the staff sits, I'd be at the third row. I really get to know the staff, right?
And further back.
You know, the last year I traveled Bay Sox 3 years ago, I was in the middle of the...
Here's the 0-2. Called strike three. Curveball on the inside edge, and Selby strikes out. He only threw one pitch out of the zone. That was a great frame. Ninth at Prince George's Stadium by the skin of their teeth. It's away from a win. They lead 2-1. Your Sox baseball.
Great your Chesapeake Pride on Friday, August 8th as the Bay Sox host Maryland's Beer Fest at Prince George's Stadium. All things presented by Royal Farms with an upcoming Special Fest beer stein and ticket package available. And with a big chance to celebrate all things Maryland, it wouldn't be complete without your very own Maryland flag designed Bay Sox hat with Rutschman and his number 35 patched on. It's the Maryland Baytober Fest and the Adleman hat giveaway Friday, August 19th at stadium. So get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our nation's time at the National Bay Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their teams out from the rest. Specialists all at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
We're on to the ninth inning at Prince George's Stadium. Thank you so much for sticking this evening on what's been pretty much the tensest game of this series. In a doubt, a certain fact. As the first three games were blowout for Bowie, yesterday the Bay Sox trailed 5 after the first half inning. Well, they did get close. They still lost 6-4. But it's as we move to the ninth, alongside Ola Matt Sabatis, thank you for stopping by. Clayton McGinnis takes over for Bowie to try and pick up the sixth.
Yeah, McGinnis has got 1-6 here. This will be his 11th outing. He's got 6.57 A. So let's see. He's the Bay Sox pitcher of the night.
It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the out, starting with Matt Frazier. The line on Shelton's is final. He earns a hold. One no hits. One strike walks. That's it. Left-hander Frazier leads off. Singled in the second and was taken out on an obstruction call. First out to left center field. Haskins sprinting. Close the gap. He's there. One pitch. And now on to Leover. Clayton McGinnis, 6'1", 180-pound right-hander. Non-drafted free agent signed in 2019 out of Wichita State University. 1-0 record, 6.57 ERA, as Adam mentioned. 12 1/3, 9 strikeouts, 6 walks. One save in 2 opportunities. Save came over the weekend. This last weekend, not this current weekend. Eastman, first pitch to Peguero. Sir misses down and away, and the count's out at 1-0. An 0-3 day for Peguero. Including one in the seventh inning. He popped a catcher in the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Again, down and away, and the count goes to 2-0 strikes. McGinnis making his second appearance in this series. He came in back on Wednesday. That was the 12th inning. He was the final pitch in that contest. Tossed a scoreless 2-0 inside that plunked ball. Hat hobbled on that right knee, it appears. No, his left knee. But now he's sprinting up, so he must be okay. Just that initial shot. It wasn't a very fetch. The changeup inside. The tying run is on base for Altoona for what's now fourth consecutive inning. All the while, Bowie has been holding on. But now Connor Scott, who came into the game hitting 318 against the base season series. He's one day with a single, a strikeout, and a walk in the second base, however. On for the left-handed hitter, but with runner at first being held on, there's still a decent gap. First pitch. Fast dots the inside edge of the zone at 94. Nothing and one. McGinnis tossed that scoreless ninth. Three nights ago, he whipped the leadoff batter Macias, then got a foul, a strikeout, and a pop to end the game. Oh. Scott grabs it to second. This could. Cullen turns to Ortiz. Mundy, it's there. The Blue Bay Sox are winners once again by the slimmest of margins. They take the series from Altoona 2-1. Maverick Finley, a go-ahead home run in the fourth inning. Got the job. Garrett Stallings, a star start. And boy, stays in first place.
Yeah, I think it's a fitting way, is it not, game-ended, because it's right where you say infield defense menu a game, right? But it really seemed like that. Altoona made two errors to the infield. One cost me a run, no question, without in a one-run game in the end. We made so many defensive plays, and now beautifully turned double play to end the ball game.
We've plenty more to come as we look ahead to Bay Sox post game, a fun week, and a look around the Eastern League. Back after listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to do your best. This summer, take that jump on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Doctors Community Medical Center or one of our primary care offices near. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of the Bahia in Brazil to Royal Farms, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the games at Prince George's Stadium. You can 3% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including full exchange options, discounts, and special access to the Diamond View Restaurant. Members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's now for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark. Matt Savanas.
All right, we're rolling with a Sox post-game. That's fun to go a 2-1 win for the Bowie Bay Sox this evening as we can see Prince George's Stadium alongside Adam Polatis. We'll recap this one in depth. They've been shooting off some fireworks over past Liver. Just a brief moment now. We'll get some fireworks in the ballpark here in just a moment.
Someone's
just
a doubling. Home Depot fireworks.
Someone's doubling up on us, but well, too many fireworks today for Bowie. It was a big win, and that's what matters most. As we reach one, going all the way back in time to the far of 6:37 p.m. when first pitch from Garrett Stallings to Jared Triolo. It missed up and away a fastball. Stallings would eventually work a scoreless on a two-out double by Babel, in which Aaron Shepard struck out swinging to end the frame. Bottom of the Easter, a very high-value Pirates pitching prospect. Three P's, as they like to call it, Adam. I'm aware of that
acronym. No, I'm not.
Three up, three down inning for Priester. So four P's, Priester, the Pirates' prize pitching prospect. As they're put together a three up, three down inning, the Bay Sox did get a couple of runners in inning thanks to a bunt single by Cesar Prieto, but after two innings, both sides were scoreless. In the top of the third, Garrett Stallings worked around two base hits, including a in the bottom of the third, the Bay Sox got something across. J.D. Mundy, wasn't even in the original starting lineup, opened up with a goal, moved to third on a single Shane Fontana, and scored on what eventually turned out to be a today. Tough defense for Altoona.
90, incredible pitch, and he's sharply gloving at third. Alvarez, the second one, bad throw, is way high. The score, Mundy, it's into the Bowie dugout. Ortiz can, and the Bay Sox catch up and have a 1-0 lead.
Sox led 1-0 after just the innings, but in the top of the fourth, Altoona was quick to respond. Blake saved off with a double, moved to third on a grand in Shackelford, and that set the tape for what was just needed, a fly by Fabricio Macias to tie it.
Not far from the U.S. border. And a lifted fly to right. Is it deep enough? Fontana over towards the line. Makes. Here comes a throw. Heading. And it's just offline. And Sable slides in first safely with the gate run.
So 1-1. Thing a little bit dicey. Garrett Owings, though, locked in. He scoreless fifth, worked into this, but the Bay Sox weren't able to get six innings. No big deal because Jensen came in and finished the frame score. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the fourth, Bowie gave Stallings the lead, and it turned out he'd hold it.
Six driven into the series. And drives one way into the buoy, down the line and left, and out of here. Hanley gets in the one. It was a, if it stays fair, it's gone. Oh, what a try. And it's put the Bay Sox back in front on top now, 2-1.
Eighth home run for Hanley this season. Third against Altoona. Sometimes guys just have good luck or a good eye against specifics in question. And we did like that for the rest of the game. While Bowie would get plenty of opportunities at insurance, including two runs on base with two outs in the fifth, a runner at second base in the seventh, they just couldn't get anywhere. Meanwhile, Jensen Elliott worked scoreless in the Shelton Perkins walked two batters in the eighth but kept things scoreless. And after hit batter in the ninth, Clayton Minnis got a little help from Bowie's defense up the win. 0-1 pitch. God grounds it to second. This could do it. Come towards to Ortiz. Back to Mundy. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. By the slimmest of margins, they take from Altoona. 2-1. So that's it. Pretty simple. Your final box score. Altoona score one run on six hits with two errors. They left on seven. Bowie scores two runs on seven hits with no errors. They also left on seven. Garrett Stallings, the win. He's 4-8 season, while Quinn Priester takes the loss. Luck loser is Priester. Throwing a quality start, he falls to 1-2, as Clayton McGinnis earns the save for Bowie, his second of the year. Game was played in 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a paid attendance, Prince George's Stadium of 5,453. Loss, Altoona falls to 47-4 the year. Their one-game winning streak is a 4. They're now 23-20, 15-17, games decided by one run. Win, Bowie moves to 40-50 on the year, a one-game winning streak, as the Bay Sox are 27-22 at home, and 15 in games by one run. That's the big difference now, Adam, because there was a season where the Bay Sox were 6-16 in games decided one run. Yeah, so now 15-19, that tells you what a massive turnaround for Bowie.
No doubt. Tonight really wins Bowie the game. But when you look at stat and that pattern over the year, I think the Bay Sox and their bullpen's surge here in the month of July has been a big part of winning so close games of late.
So the Bay Sox bullpen has put together real numbers, a 2.56 ERA in the second half, scoring them to just a 4.18 ERA, down of well over half a run at the start of the second half. The bullpen has a shining star for Bowie over the last few weeks. The Bay Sox proved to 17-8 in the second half, while Altoona falls to 14-12. Of course, Bowie will stay up the Southwest Division standing for another day, but as we take a break now, we'll look around the rest of the Eastern. Start with a bit of unfortunate news because, boy, those Seawolves, they're something.
I know.
They've been on a good series against Reading. We'll give you the lowdown. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs right, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. every day.
It's the night that all Orioles fans should have their calendar. Sunday, August 20th, the Bay Sox celebrate Birdland. We know you're already loud and proud at Purchase Stadium, but you don't want to miss this. Bay Sox will be giving away special three autographed items from the 2022 team. The first 750 fans ages 3 and up will receive the autographed items, so be sure to get fast. Sunday, August 21st, the Birdland celebration. Go to Bay Sox.
A great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's from Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading right here in the D.C. area, we see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smile.com today and book your free call. That's R-A-D, smile, for Rad Orthodontics. Official smile, Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, are back to Prince George's Stadium final time this evening as we get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame following a big one win for Bowie over Altoona. Taking the series with the curve and have an opportunity to dominate the set tomorrow, but we'll discuss that in a little bit. Take this time now to look around the rest of the East and see how these other squads are faring. Finals, but three games still in action. Harrisburg and Akron have tied themselves up. Akron had a three-run lead into the seventh inning, but Harrisburg has now knotted it, including a run in the top of the eighth where they have a go-ahead running position. We'll see how that one plays, as Harrisburg has really been trying to make at least something out of that series. Boo will visit the Senators next week. New Hampshire and Binghamton back and forth. New Hampshire had a 2 lead after just the first inning, but three runs in the fourth. New Hampshire took the game in the fifth, but Binghamton had a lead. They lead 4-3 in the... And then a matchup that could probably happen in the playoffs, going on all week down at the Diamond. Clearly been dominated by Summit, the first half winner in the Northeast Division and the first half winner in the South Division. It had been originally hit by Somerset. They took the first three games. Richmond won yesterday, and Richmond took a 2-0 lead in the fourth and set, tied it in the sixth, and they've been stuck there since. Richmond had a winning run at third base in the bottom 10th inning with two outs. So they could go to the 11th, but it's 2-2 as Richmond and Somerset continue to tango. But then the story that matters most for Bowie in the stands is Erie. And boy, those Wolves are hot. Their sixth consecutive win after falling behind early. The first batter of the game went Jose Rojas for Redding. Solo home run, but Erie tied it in the bottom second. Added on another in the fourth. Redding briefly tied it in the sixth, but a three spot in that same frame for Erie gave them the lead for good two. The final up at UPN. Erie has a chance for the sweep tomorrow. That's something that Bowie is really hoping that they can... trying. Obviously, they don't have much say in the matter. That's how things look around the rest of the Eastern League. How is the Orioles organization?
Well, unfortunately, Baltimore has been on such a great run. They got out to a 2-0 lead, but are trailing big at Cincinnati 8-2 in the eighth inning. Aberdeen, the high A affiliate tonight, so only 200 games in the system. Former base Zimmerman's having an outstanding night. Memphis, Tennessee, has worked five scoreless innings, striking out three, and the Norfolks have a 2-0 lead in this as they are heading to the bottom of the sixth. And Delmarva tonight on the road in Lynchburg, 5-4. Second baseman Luis Vest. I don't know if many Oriole fans about him, but boy, he is a base-stealing machine. He got three hits tonight. He's in 274, and he stole his, get this, 53rd base of the year.
Adam, I think that's a lot.
Amazing. 53.
I think that's a few.
You know, the Bay Sox record is up right around 70 or 80. And get there here this year.
We see him sometime soon. All we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's. And, oh boy, tense one, but a fun one. As the Bay Sox take Altoona 2-1 this evening in a six-game series, taking their game of the set, an opportunity to take their fifth out of six. Speaking of tomorrow, it'll be right-hander John Brewster going for the Bay Sox, a 1.438 ERA, versus hander Carmen Mojinski going for a 3-6 record for Mojinski, 4.80 ERA, able to escape the first inning. Well, get out of the first inning in Tuesday's game, but he couldn't go any further. He was served the loss in Bowie's 11-5 on Tuesday. Tomorrow's at 1:05 with a DCA Image pregame show set for 12:45. For now, though, we say so long. Matt Sabatis and Adam Hull saying thank you so much for stopping by this. It's been a very fun night as we cap it off with the fireworks out in Wright Center. One more time, your final tonight, Bowie to Altoona 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bakes Baseball. We hope you enjoyed the game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up. This has been a presentation of Bay Sox.